Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, David John Oates with us. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. David, with reverse speech, has the computer age made it even easier for you to decipher what's going on?
Well, we've got software that will help us locate the reversals, so that makes it easier. But voice recognition hasn't developed to the stage yet where it can find reversals yet. They're very difficult to hear. They're quite quick and fast amongst the gibberish, which is why I slow them down. And you have to have a really good ear. So at this stage, it's still the hard work of sitting down at the desk with headphones on. But the software does make it a lot easier. And we've even got a video software. This is awesome, that when you run the videos backwards, the backward lip movements, mouth out the speech reversals.
Jeez.
You can see all these amazing body language leaks. The video portion of it is just awesome. So whilst it hasn't helped me particularly in speed, in automatically finding reversals, it speeds up the process and it adds quite a huge dimension to the whole research.
And psychologically now, explain reverse speech. What is happening to the individual?
Psychologically, okay. Well, there's two ways to answer that. For a start, just a split second before we speak, the unconscious is automatically altering our speech patterns so that we're saying two things at once. It's subtly altering just very subtle sounds of speech. So we're saying one thing forward, which is obviously how I'm talking to you now, and at the same time we're playing something in reverse. Psychologically, I believe it's the voice of our spirit talking. For a long time I've said it's the unconscious mind, but that's just really been a way to get it accepted. I really try to keep the spiritual out of it until just very recently. But my real belief is it is our spirit. It is the spirit of a man communicating and constantly talking, giving us the truth, giving us deep knowledge and wisdom. When I'm working with my clients, because I do this for a living, this is how I have a very active therapeutic practice.
Mm-hmm.
When I work with my clients, there will not be a tape that goes by that does not have contained some communication from the spirit to the conscious mind. So psychologically, that's what's going on. The brain is automatically subtly altering the sounds of speech, so two messages can be delivered at once, and this is a spirit speaking backwards.
Does
that make sense?
It does. And is there probably reverse speech in every speech pattern that an individual is talking?
Not everyone. No, it depends on the level of rapport and natural free-flowing nature of the conversation. In private conversations, yes, you will find reversals constantly, every 10 or 15 seconds. When you get to public speech, which is far more left brain and ordered, the reversals will drop off quite significantly. For that reason, media is very hard to do because it takes a lot longer to find the reversals. But yes, they do occur in all speech patterns, but they will vary in their frequency and their intensity depending on the type of conversation that is taking place.
Does the reverse speech, David, contradict what they're saying when they're talking? And here's, let me give you an example.
Sure.
You're at a party and a lady comes in and she's got this god-awful looking outfit on, but you want to be nice. Then you go up and compliment her and you say, oh, that's very nice. But in reverse speech, are you saying something like, what a horrible dress, or something like that?
You certainly are.
Yes. Wow.
You certainly are. I've got so many examples like that. And then the person may actually sense it. They'll sense, oh, he doesn't mean what he's saying. You know, we get this gut feeling. And many times we're hearing their reversals on an unconscious level and responding accordingly. But, oh, yeah, I've got some really funny examples on my file. You know, oh, it's nice to meet you. I wish you'd go away tomorrow or something like that.
Okay, know? Now, when do they say the reverse speech, and why don't we hear that when we're talking to these people?
Right. They will say it either at the same time as the forward comment or immediately afterwards. We're not hearing it consciously because it is unconscious and because it is backwards. We aren't designed, well, at least not on the conscious level, to hear speech backwards. I don't know anyone who can,
right, actually.
Well, there are hypnotic techniques that can be utilized, but that's a whole other discussion altogether. No, generally, as a general rule of thumb, no, we cannot hear the backward messages consciously.
Is the reverse speech coming out of their mouths separately, or is it coming out of the words that they're speaking to as we talk right now, for example?
It's coming out of the words that we're speaking with right now.
Ah,
okay. It's the way it's pronounced that creates a separate backward message. And now, for example, two people could say exactly the same sentence. Like I might say, I love my mother very, 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 very much. And you might say the same thing. I love my mother very, very much. And depending on your own individual relationship with your mother will depend on what is said in reverse, even though you said the same sentence. So I might say backwards, Mum's marvelous. And you might say backwards, Mum was an old bag. You know, I mean, I'm just making that up.
Of course.
You know, it's really captured by the precise moment that the speech is taking place.
Is reverse speech admissible in court as almost like a lie detector test?
No, it's not. Personally, I don't think it should be either. It's still too subjective to... I wouldn't want to see someone go to jail as a result of their reversals. I think the police can use it for investigations. I think as an investigative tool, it's invaluable. In the cases I work with the police, reversals have given confessions to the crime. They've revealed the location of murder weapons in one case I worked with in the Dallas police and the Australian police. It has actually been recognised in court as existing. This was a result of the 1991 trial of Judas Priest, who had backward messages in the records.
Right.
And one of the judge's rulings was that he was convinced that the backward messages did exist. In his ruling, he said they can be heard. But there's no evidence put forward to show that they were subliminally suggestive. So Judas Priest prevailed in the case. But the ruling is on the books that, yes, reverse speech does exist.
Back in the, I think, late 60s, early 70s, there was a deciphering of some Beatles music they heard a phrase that said, I buried Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole scheme was that Paul McCartney had died in a car crash,
right,
and they were covering up for it. And
right,
the radio stations would pick up on this, and they just went wild with the story.
Oh, they did. I remember turning my Beatles records back as a teenager trying to find these messages. So, it's never really... The Beatles have always denied they did that deliberately. Percy, I don't believe them. Percy, I think it was deliberately done by John Lennon as a marketing gimmick.
It's a marketing gimmick. I think so, too.
That's That's my own opinion, but they've always denied that they did it. But certainly the messages are there. They can be quite hurt quite easily.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the honest speech? The reverse speech or the actual talking?
Oh, reverse speech.
That's the honest one.
That's the honest speech. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have no control over our reverse speech. We do over our forward speech.
Uh-huh.
The human condition is we've been created to be honest. That's our natural state. And we, as we grow up and conditioned with life and advertisements and politics and everything else that floods us, we learn to lie. We learn to tell a half-truth or a little white lie. But the conscious is totally pure. The conscious resides in absolute truth. And even though we lie in our forward speech, the unconscious will find a way to communicate the truth. It does it through reverse speech. It does it through body language. It does it through eye movements. There's so many other ways in which the unconscious communicates. I believe reverse speech is the most powerful one. It's the most accurate one. Of course, I'm the founder, so I'm biased, you know. We are, as human beings, we are created to be honest. And the unconscious has devised, or the spirit, depending on your point of view, has devised ways for us to communicate the truth always. And reverse speech is one of those ways.
Have you found in reverse speech, David, that what somebody says directly, as we're talking now, is backed up in the reverse speech? So the two messages are the same?
Yes, I've heard that a lot. Point of fact, sometimes you'll find what we call mirror image reversals, where it says exactly the same words backwards as they are forwards. Now, that's a linguistic impossibility. Let someone try and duplicate that, you know, where it says exactly the same message backwards as it does forwards.
I think we've got a couple clips that of a little child who basically echoes what you just said.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We'll play those clips in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, when we do this. It's truly remarkable. Have you found in the 40 years you've been doing this that it's getting more and more prevalent? Or is it about the same?
Oh, no, it's about the same. It's about the same. The messages are getting darker. They're a lot darker now than they were 40 years ago when I first started.
That's not good.
Sorry?
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not. Look, there's a huge fear and uneasiness in society. And I'm a year look at what we've been through the last 2 years. You know, our whole world's been turned upside down, and that's reflected in people's unconscious and in their spirit. I mean, people are disturbed deep down inside, and this is being shown in the reverse speech.
Do world events sometimes determine the kinds of reverse speech that you get?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, we're all affected by world events. You know, they change all of us, and they affect
sure.
the collective unconscious in subtle ways, too. And that affects individuals as well.
I mean, like the situation, the tragic situation in Ukraine with Russia.
Have you
listened to Vladimir Putin, and is there any reverse speech coming out of him?
Well, Vladimir Putin only speaks in Russian. I never got him in English, so that's no good.
Right. I don't think he can speak English.
No, I don't think he can either. I have done some of the Russian ambassadors, and I believe you've chosen one of those for...
I do have a clip, that's right.
...for the next hour. So, yeah, and I've reversed all Zelensky and Russian ambassadors, and Russia's deadly serious, as you'll see from their reversal. Well, they're deadly serious about getting rid of Ukraine.
Where does reverse speech go next? What's the next step for you?
Oh, what a question. I really want this technology out there and known. It's the biggest frustration of my career that it is not more well known and more widely used.
After all these years?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's I really don't know why it's taken such a long time to reach its potential. So my mission over the next several years is to do as much appearances and media and lectures as I can to get the word out there. It must be used. It's such an important technology, and our planet needs truth at this time more than we've ever needed at any other time in history. And reverse speech offers that truth, and we need it. I've got a documentary in the books which I'm working on right now.
Good
Hopefully
for you.
That'll be released shortly. I'm writing as many books as I can. I've just released another book a week ago. So my goal is education and dissemination of the information and the research that I've compiled.
Super. How are things going in Australia these days?
Oh, pretty good. I like living back home. Yeah, I lived in America for 10 years. Look, Australia's a great country. We had some pretty devastating COVID restrictions. During the crisis. They've all been lifted now, although there's talk of bringing back masks.
They're talking about that here in Los Angeles now, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got the same problems you guys have got over there. Our gas prices are through the roof. You know, there's shortage of food on grocery shelves and... You know, everything's going up. Electricity rates are now going up 20% across the whole country. You know, I really don't know how people can survive with all this massive inflation that seems to be hitting us all at once.
I got to meet Russell Crowe a few years ago, and he's in Australia now.
Oh, is he? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great Aussie, Russell Crowe.
Oh, my God.
We've got a lot of great artists out there.
He sure is.
Nicole Kidman, and there's lots of them.
It's a great country.
Yes, I think so, but I'm biased.
It's a great country. It's a great ally to the United States.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Australia and America have been tight as tight.
So if somebody wants to dabble in reverse speech, what do you recommend they do?
Okay, well, I recommend you you download my software from the website, or you can get one of the apps that we've got. The software you've got to pay for, the apps are free. You can download the apps for iPhone, and you know, just start recording people speaking and reversing their speech. You know, the app will get you started. The software will do better. If you're really serious, of course, I conduct training classes to train people how to use this professionally. So, yeah.
What's the best kind of equipment to have?
Oh, look, there's so many software packages on the market. We used to have reversing machines, you know, or portable cassette players.
You don't need that anymore, do you?
No, you can't get them anymore either. So the best bet is to go to my website and download the professional reverse speech software, and that will do the job for you.
And you have to listen really closely, right?
Yes.
It's not that easy to hear.
No, it's not that easy to hear. It's a very difficult skill to pick up. It's harder than learning a foreign language, I believe, and you've really got to be dedicated and motivated and driven to stick at it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.